Yes, yes. Yes, yes. One more time. Yes, yes. Come on now. Shout out for yourself. I got my buttons back. I got the buttons back. I got the buttons back. Welcome to another episode of Don't Wave the Love. I am the neighborhood love villain. Let me get out this theater thing real quick. I'm just so excited, man. I'm just so excited. Let's run it back. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. I got my buttons back. Welcome to another episode of Dope Made with Love. I am the neighborhood love dealer, and I'm back up in this place. Y'all see I ain't say that other word. I've been practicing. Nah, y'all know I've been dropping episodes. So at the beginning of every episode, I always be like, I'm back up in this bitch. I don't care about no cuss words. I don't care if it may affect you. Not in the sense that I don't care, because we definitely are self-aware of ourselves. I mean, if that even makes sense. Self-aware is self-awareness. What the fuck? But hold on. Yes, we're back. I got my buttons back. Yes. But I'm also aware of others. You know what I'm saying? And other people's feelings. Sometimes I'm too goddamn aware. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I'm too goddamn aware of other people's feelings. But in retrospect, I'm going to fucking cuss. You know what I'm saying? I was listening to a podcast. Shout out to this new podcast that I came across that I was aligned with. It's called Can't Afford Therapy. I don't know the people. I just really just tapped in about a week ago, but they have the most extensive conversations about feelings, things that you just all around things that you would talk about in therapy or want to talk about in therapy, life experiences. And it's from our people. I don't want to say our people because you know, I check the analytics, and it's a wide range of people that definitely listen to this podcast. I hope you're not out there just listening and copying and studying and practicing to use in your own environment and then to claim it as yours. We're not going to expound on that, but y'all already know how I feel about that. But we love your whole life. To all my Caucasian people, we love our Caucasian loved ones. But we have a wide range of people, but that podcast per se is us talking about shit that Black people need to get off their chest. And I really fuck with it. And they were cussing. I mean, not like sometimes cussing be, oh, you can just overdo it. Like, come on now, go read a book, gain some words. We use cussing for contact and character, for context and character, context and character. And it's an expressive nature, but shout out to them. And I'm back up in this bitch. I am the neighborhood love dealer. This is another episode of Dope Made with Love. I really, 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 really appreciate y'all for tapping in and, you know, seeing what's up. You know, I check the analytics. I just dropped the episode. Whatever you do, take it to the moon. Shout out to my auntie, my Aunt Valerie. She came through. I wish I had the buttons for her because she deserved all the applause. So since I didn't have the buttons on the last episode, I am going to blow y'all right now. I'm going to blow the shit out of y'all. I'm back on my home base. I'm not on location. I've been on location for the last few episodes. And you know, content when you're creating with people, you sometimes, you know, this content shit and talking and trying to entertain and whatever it's called, you know, but you join people and you bring people in that you think that, you know, will be a good fit, but sometimes it really just be for the moment. We've had a few special guests on here. Well, I say a few special co-hosts on here that definitely were beneficial in the moment. Definitely brought a spark to the moment. Definitely encouraged and inspired me and helped me to keep going to the next level. keep going to the next step, make it to the next day, make it to the next pod, make it to the next episode. Shout out to them. But sometimes in real life, you don't really, you know, I don't want to say fuck with them. Because you fuck with them. I brought some people on here that are truly my friends, you know, or my family, you know. But sometimes in relationships, it can get, it's gray as shit, should I say. Relationships are so gray, yo. It's like, damn. But before I get into that, I want to reverse back to the... I want to reverse back to the analytics in the audience. And my aunt, shout her out, her retirement. She retired last month. 29 years. Shout out to her. Live it up, aunt. I know you blowing a big one. But we had the other episode, the blessed episode. We had the 5th of May. I dropped the 5th of May. That's still in motion. It's still in motion. Every time I check that episode, the number's still driving. So I really appreciate y'all. I'm trying to get to a goal because I do want to start making some money off of this. It's time to make some money off my craft, off my skill, off the hobby that has turned into a real passion. And it's time. So I need... According to Spotify, shout out to Spotify, shout out to Anchor. I still will say Anchor. Shit, I know they bought you out. I know they put the money on the table. You got the big payout. But look, I want to just shout out y'all for just taking the time out. And according to y'all, Spotify, they say, you know, I need 100 listeners per episode in order to get my ads up. I had an ad before. If you go back into the archive when it was Mirror Talk Podcast, you would see that I had a little jingle. If nobody told you today, I love your whole life. I really said, Anchor is life. That was back when I was just beta mode. I was just wet behind the ears. I'm still a little wet. I'm still a little wet. I know. I get wet, though. But this is back in the days. We got to say everything. 2 weeks ago is back in the day, the niggas nowadays. But I was just trying shit. And I want to get back to that. I really want to make a passion of my boy. I mean, make a effort. Not a passion, but an effort. You know, we don't edit. So, fuck it. You know, I want to make an effort to make some money on here. I see I made a little change, but that was without effort. That was just something that I did some years ago. And since my good people been listening to them old episodes, you hear that ad and it generated a couple cents on the dollar. A little couple cents on the dollar. But it's definitely worth it and I want to try it. And I'm so confident that y'all gonna help me get them numbers, because y'all be raising the number up. Shout out to y'all. If I told you my little setup right now in the car while I'm podding, you would, you know, give me a little grace, because, you know, I'm just pushing buttons. But hold on. Let me get my shit together. There we go. So, on this episode of Don't Make Love, I want to talk about a topic. And this topic requires a plane ticket. So get your plane ticket together. I already got my ticket. I'm about to board this flight. I know where my seat at. I'm going to see if I'm going to change seats. Because I got a couple, you know, I got a little variety of tickets on me right now. And I'm definitely prepared. But get your plane ticket together. We're going to take this flight. I'm feeling good. I hope you are feeling good. I didn't even check in like that. They see, when the nigga get excited, they just overlook everything that's important. This is the pattern. This is the pattern of this show where I ask you, how are you feeling? How you feeling? I would love for y'all to get into these voice messages and comments. You know what I'm saying? Talk to me, engage. I'm my best when I am engaging with someone. I'm learning to understand, overstand, understand this computer shit. That I'm not really talking to a real person, but it's a real person. So pardon me if I'm not always the most engaging on social media. But in real life, oh, these doing miles on the mouth. Pause. Shit. Slap me and give me a boo because I say I got miles on the mouth. And it's not how we going. This not that type of show. This, I am not that type of person. I don't got no miles on this. I mean, hold on. Hold on. Let me take a step back because I might not have needed that. You know, they good miles. Good miles. You know what I'm saying? Not too many vehicles, but I definitely, quality vehicle, luxury vehicle. If you know, you know. If you get it, you get it. I'm not going to elaborate it. It's June. You know what's happening in June, outside of the Juneteenth and all the blackness of the Black Music Month and everything that was before the six color shit. But shout out to the goddamn Pride people. Shout out to all my letters. Shout out. You're not even people no more. Shout out to all my letters out there. You know I love your whole life. I talk a lot of shit. But you know, we walk the same life and face the same shit. I just had decided to block all that shit out and keep it fucking moving. But I do understand, and I peep some things, and I know that it affects me, you know? Me living a certain lifestyle, but we're not going to get into that either because this is not what that episode is about. So I want to end on a little cheer because I'm about to get real deep. Get your fucking plane tickets together. The stewardess come around with the drink. I don't know what that drink is, but if you're sipping on something, definitely, definitely, definitely. Be responsible. Be responsible. All right, we about to board this flight, and I'm about to get into some shit, some things that I've been writing in my journal for a long time. I think I'm gonna start expressing and expounding on some topics that I do write to myself in my journal. If you don't have a journal, diary, a piece of paper with a, you know, some lines on it or not, your notes and your iPhone, you know. Take some time to write. Write some things out. You know, it don't always have to be about your business plan and you want this car, this husband, what you want list. No, man. Write your motherfucking feelings out. Talk to your future self. Because I promise you, I'm a living witness that when some time passed and you open them books and you realize the shit then jumped off the pages, or you've overcome some things that you wrote, it's a great fucking feeling. Because you wrote with intention. Intentional writing. It's very important. I'm not much of the educator. I'm educated. I'm full of wisdom. You know, I'm self-educated. And now I'm not... I'm definitely... not disregarding teachers and educators and professors and higher learning and, you know, all of that. I'm just saying, you learn every day. And when it comes to information, school taught me how to research and be a critical thinker. When I was in school, the school that I went to, you had to be a fucking critical thinker. You had to question. You had to question everything. You know, my favorite subject was science, not so much of the topic of it, but I just always appreciated that I could just never get shit right the first time. Something about that when I was younger, I really, really appreciated that I had to keep figuring out. I went to school, my teachers were the nuns at one point in time when I was in school, and they didn't accept the first answer. Even if you were right, they would made you critically think and explain to them how you got that answer and why you chose to choose that answer. Like that type of shit. That's how my mind goes. But get you a journal and write your shit out. I am currently in the middle of a therapy session or therapy, you know, relationship. I have a therapist now, and I'm going to give her grace because I found the aesthetic part that I was looking for. Got a black woman. She's from Detroit. Charismatic in a sense that I can assume, because most of our sessions are on text right now. So we got some live sessions coming up, but I like her. My last few therapists, we didn't make it. We couldn't make it. It was too much for them, should I say. And not just the heaviness that I may have been carrying. It's the fascination of the type of heaviness and how I explain myself. I felt like I was influencing them, and I ain't like that. I need some tough love. I need a critical thinker. You have to, don't let me get away with the first shit, because I have the gift of gab. I just don't use it for evil or manipulation or try to take, you know, shit from people. But I definitely have learned that my, you know, although I got miles on this mouth, I'm this motherfucker and I can talk and express myself, and I'm an active listener. And I know there are plenty of listeners on my show that's listening that have the same type of qualities. I know my tribe is listening. That's why I don't be on numbers like they got to be this and this and that and that and that. Because I know the people that I see, the numbers that I see are definitely my tribe. They get me. This is a very unorthodox podcast. I don't have a structure. I don't have a script. I don't have jingles and theme songs. And you may not hear the same show setup every goddamn episode. But you keep listening and you understand me. Let me get into my shit. I didn't, before I get there, because we just, you know, everybody seated, everybody on the plane. All right, bet, let's go. I ain't really getting into my weekend and my past couple weeks since the last episode, but I've been having a blast. I'm still having a blast. It's a lot going on in the world today. Let me not disregard that. When I came outside, it looked like 420. I said, damn. Everybody started smoking, but then I smelled fire. It's a lot going on. It's not the episode for me to get deep because I'm still in my research. But for us in this world, global warming and climate change is real. It's a cause and effect. We can put that government shit and all that out. You know what I'm saying? We can, you know, some of that shit sound right. They definitely not helping stopping shit. That 1% of that control the world and have the riches and resources to do so. They sure not doing it. At least for not the majority. They probably on coal for their people. And their people probably don't even have nothing to do with skin color. It's that money. But while we're down here, you know, walking in smog, like I thought I was in LA. I'm in the country on the beach. Thank God for me by this water. We get a cool little breeze, little wind, you know what I'm saying? But still, people have been affected by these Canada fires, Canada wildfires. 230 fires, allegedly, that's what they're saying. And they are the multiple sources that you hear on whatever show or IG page you get, TikTok, whatever, whoever. People are saying that 230 wildfires started, and quite a few of them started at the same time. Now, I fuck with man. But I don't believe in man. We some powerful motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Full of vibranium. I'm about to say vibrator. Just look where my shit at. But some things are inevitable and above us and above our detailed knowledge. No matter how no matter how informed we think we are. It's a whole universe. We are a small spectrum of this universe. The universe is a cause and effect. I said cause and effects, like God. It's a cause and effect. And shit be happening. And we never know, can pinpoint when it started. But this shit been going on for a while. And I believe we are definitely going to have a motherfucking hot summer. But yet, right now, I'm in the country and it's, you know, it's like 4 a.m. And it's like fucking 52 degrees. It's a little chill, you see? There's some shit going on. Be careful. Do whatever you have to do to feel like you need to protect yourself. The same as we just went through something global, y'all. Don't get all scared. Don't get all scared. Don't get scared. Just get prepared. Be prepared. Be prepared to wake up or come outside or however. Expect for the new day to bring some new shit that you've never seen before. That is out of your control. Okay? But just take the time out to be preventative. Take preventative actions. And I'm saying this not just for you, but for myself as well. Because we know what shit happened not too long ago. And, you know, I don't know what side of the fence you on. But just take notes from what we've been through. Don't believe everything you see. Don't believe everything you hear, but believe all that shit. That's how I go nowadays. Don't believe that shit you hear. Don't believe that shit you see, but believe all of it. You know what I'm saying? So, on this episode, let me get my flight. This is a good ass flight. We want a little flight. I'm real tropical right now. It's real fruity, smelling good up in here. The aroma on this flight is crazy. So you know I'm about to get into it. I want to talk about friendships. We all have them. We've had to reevaluate friendships in all aspects, not just your friends, but you as a friend, and take accountability of what you're doing or not doing or doing too much of or doing too less of in a friendship. Let me start off like this. I had to cut a few niggas off. Again. Not the same people, but talking about when you on this healing journey, it's a part of the game. Assessing, reassessing, evaluating, reevaluating, vetting, revetting. I don't know if that's a word, but fuck it. Your friendships, your relationships with people. At an incident, I call my man, and we have a rapport with each other where I feel as though I'm a little up to date in his personal life. He's told me some things personally, and I won't hold that to like it's just me. And I'm the only person that knows, because I am an advocate of, if you need to get that shit out, get that shit out. You don't have to wait for the person that you usually get it out to get that shit out. Sometimes you need to just vent and get it out and have an unbiased solution. An unbiased look at what, you know, you're going through, and if they can provide any advice to help you, to guide you. Because you ultimately know what the fuck to do before you go asking anybody. But that's another episode. I call my man, and the few times I've called him, I'm the type of person, I'm so tapped in, I pay attention to all signs of communication, not just verbal, body language, tone of voice, my instinct, how it feels, especially when you call somebody like, what's up, yo? You on your up and up, and they give you the, hey, what's going on? And naturally, you'll be like, what's up? What's wrong with you? You good? Yeah, I'm all right. And then me being me, just two steps ahead. All right, I'm just calling and checking up on you. You know what I'm saying? Because I have a responsibility to keep my shit, keep my vibration up. So fast forward, I call another time. And I'm like, what's up? He like, hey, what's going on? And I'm like, nah, man, nah, you know, ain't nothing going on. I'm just calling, checking up on you, shit. Just hit me up. He like, nah, I'm good. Why you always do that? And I'm telling him, like, cause I be feeling it, and I'm not here for it. I'm just trying to get, you know, that you know me. You know my responsibility to myself. I hold with very much pride is to try to stay at a high vibration at all times. I don't even have to try anymore. I've built that momentum up, whereas though, it's just what it is at all times. 90% of the time I'm there, and the 10% that come through that's on the low gets overshadowed by the 90. Because I work hard for that. So I put myself out there to call and check up on you, but I can't have you fuck up my vibe. So I just tell him, he's like, nah, I'm good. Then I'm like, well, what's going on, black man? How you feeling? Just skip all the other shit because you said you good. And I'm just trying to keep the conversation going. Invited him to a place. He can't go. He was going somewhere else. He was booked up for the weekend. So I decided to just ask him, how you feeling? Because that's what I do for everybody. Well, you know, I ain't doing nothing, just in church. You know, sitting here watching church and, you know, I'm about to go to such and such place. I'm about to go to SeaWorld. And so I'm just like, okay, home of the endangered species. Because me being me, I'm just like, you know, that's a place where they captured endangered species, take them out of their element and make money off them for us to go see and be entertained. I'm thinking from that note, that perspective. Assuming that he caught the beat, but he didn't. All he heard was endangered. Endangered. One word. Cause this shit to take a left. I mean, a quick left. Like a crash. It just went left. And here come the domino effect. Endangered. Shoot, I'm a black man. I'm in danger. What? Hold up. Wait. Hold up, sir. What? You know, I'm a black man. I'm a father. You know, I'm in danger. You gotta survive. And I'm like, on a high vibrational note. Man, I ain't trying to hear all that preaching. I said, hold up. In my head, I'm like, okay, this nigga is on one. And I've given this nigga plenty of chances. With me, I'll probably give you plenty of chances. Before I really have to continue to look at myself in the mirror, self, and say, these ain't your tribe. What people exercise every day. stay fit, stay healthy, eat good, take the vitamins, do whatever. I do the same with my motherfucking internal richness, my internal health, my spiritual health, meaning my spirit, like my soul, the soul that's in me, my soul health. I've worked too hard. I'm about 7 years in on the job consciously, knowing, because we all do it. We all been doing it and working on ourselves and trying to come back to the first form of ourselves with the joy and happiness, what we chose to be on this earth for. We work too fucking hard to go back to that. And I don't give a fuck if I know you for 10 years. Now, I got a trauma bond with my dad, but that's different. And I'm about 5 minutes away from cutting his ass off, but that's different. He can get that. But when it comes to other shit, the people that I don't have to take that shit from, like your projection, and I thought we were on one. Like the conversations that I talk about and how I talk, I thought by now, you know, this is me. I've changed already. So this is the change that you're going to meet every time. I'm solution-based. I'm self-aware, I'm accountable. These are things that you have to do because people will play with you and not play with you like trying to disrespect, not coming from an ego standpoint. I'm talking about people will pretend that they on that positive shit and don't understand that this positivity that you project or quote unquote preach about, you have fucking did the work. You know what I'm saying? They don't understand that shit. That's who you are. That's who I am. I talk it like I walk it. I walk it before I talk it. You see this shit in me, in my walk, in my aura. And I thought that you were on one. People would pretend to be positive. You know what I'm saying? And don't understand the fact that this positivity came from being so fucking pessimistic all my life. Being passive aggressive all my life. Having my feelings hurt all my life and coming into an understanding that I can't react the way that I see most people react to disrespect, to disregard. You know what I'm saying? I thought you knew me better than that. You acting like I'm faking. That's how I perceived it, with the assumption thinking that he this third eye popping too. And that comes to like, mean the thing, like, you know, people be bullshitting, but I'm also giving grace the fact that you're in the middle of your journey. So this too will come to an understanding of why I reacted the way I reacted, and I'm about to tell you how I reacted. I did it gracefully, but I don't have to like pinpoint the time we've been friends, because in all, you know. And I want to get back to the friendship shit. That was just, I wanted to explain what really happened that's triggering me to finally talk about it out loud. It's in my journals and shit. So when he said that, you know, I just was like, you know, preaching. I'm like, I'm just trying to keep it at a high vibration. And he like, well, I ain't at a low vibe. See, y'all hear these words and think that they just wordplay. Like, this shit is something else that you're not going to get from just watching somebody on social media tell you about high vibrational shit. It's not a plate. It's not a food. It's nothing tangible. That's what you understand. It's a frequency, like megahertz, like scientific, like frequency ain't a slang for vibe. to actual frequency that matches with the universe and the planet, and it aligns and it attracts. I had to make sure I'm in the country, so you know shit be crawling and shit. Oh, that's another episode. I got some shit to talk about. But all in all, how I reacted, you know, I just, you know, he basically dismissed me off the phone, and I basically sent him a text message and let him know how that made me feel, and to basically confirm that I'm like this at all times. And I did the punk ass shit and blocked him. I don't want to hear your response. I'm out. That's how I'm carrying it. That's how I've been carrying it. That's how I carry it for strangers, for people outside of my realm that I have to, you know, pay attention to protect myself in this world. Because the hurt don't always come from within. You know what I'm saying? You got to watch out for strangers, shit that you align with on the outside. I cut that shit off. You know what I'm saying? But it comes to the question is, I'm going to ask y'all a question right now. How long is too long for an expired friendship? Like, how long do you keep the expired friendship in the refrigerator? Like, you know, that little milk or orange juice. Like, you know that shit said Best Buy the 23rd. It's the motherfucking 28th. You keep going in there. You ain't trying to drink it. You keep in there just shaking it up, making it look like it's fresh. No, it's not fresh. It's expired. Especially as an adult. We're not kids. We're not 18-year-olds. We're not teenagers. We're not in our 20s. Our pineal gland is fully developed and fully calcified or decalcified, depending on what type of time you want. But I don't have time for it. It's not a drama. It's not a, let me call this person and this and that. Like, my phone be dry of that type of motion. Niggas been stopped calling me with that, you know, with that bullshit, because I was becoming real, like, contrarian. Like, I always had a fucking solution for the worst shit. Whereas though, before I wasn't, I was, you know, might want to hear that shit. I always had a positive perspective, but it will be along like some, you know, you my man and we just won't, you know, I ain't gonna say nothing to, you know, shake this up. That's how I used to be. Oh, you my homegirl. I ain't gonna say nothing out the pocket just to, you acting funny and I know it ain't, you know, it ain't good for me, but I ain't gonna try and fuck this up because I need friends. That's how I used to be. I used to think I was so consumed by friendship and the love and just trying, you know, I found I was adopted at the peak of my being a young adult. You know, you dream as a teenager, you kind of got your life in trajectory and you just waiting for the alternates to come through, the audibles, because you know it's going to come, you know, but my whole world was flipped upside down. And I was trying to figure out what love was, because how can somebody say they love me but not ever tell me they're not my real parents? Shit like that. That's another episode. I might call the episode, and this another episode. Shit. But yeah, so I look for love in a lot of places. People usually say in the wrong places. But nothing's wrong when you turn out right. It was just a stepping stone. So I went through a lot of friendships. And I saw that I gave more than I received. I've had, you know, I was in them circles. Them gay circles. I've been through, you know, I may not have been a girly girl and had like the mean girls try to hang with the popular girls, like that type of shit. But by me being a popular loner, I floated through a lot of circles and I saw how shit operate and people operate. I always been a people watcher. So with that effect, I definitely learn some things and I built up a high tolerance because I just never wanted to make people feel like the way they made me feel. And that sounds redundant. That sounds like some shit that's been said, but that's a true fact. People really don't be wanting to do. A lot of people are saved because people definitely don't want to make you feel how they know it feels. But we have to stand on 10. Like, this lifestyle is hard when you're trying to overcome the norm. This not the place you come to be normal over here. We're outside the norm. We don't fuck with the normal. And we don't fuck with the sheep mentality. We don't fuck with the fact that I got to do what you want me to do or how you want me to do it or I have to approach it this way just because this is the way that it's always been done. That's no longer fair. It's never been fair, but that's not going to be the case nowadays, at least not with me. And I hope with none of my listeners as well. Like shit, wasn't it? I'm going to give you a little bit more content because, you know, the past couple episodes, the last one was a little brief and then I had a guest and all this other stuff. But I love my man. He's just on the block list right now. Shout out to him. You know, it is what it is. It is what it fucking is, man. But back to the shit. Nobody told you today. You know I love your whole life. Unconditionally. No conditions. But it is fucking a condition. I'm going to stop saying unconditionally because I'm realized my condition is it has to be all love. So technically that's a condition. In order to love me and be around me, it has to be all love. And love is not being nice. Anybody can be nice. It's being genuinely kind and just, it's not even a word for it actually. It's a feeling. You only be around me if I feel that feeling. If I don't feel that feeling, it's either for me not to be around you or it's my assignment to spark it the fuck up. Light it up as a light that I am, you know? Because I sling that shit. I told you, pounds of positivity, grams of gratitude. I'm just here to make sure niggas ain't in a negative mood. I'm loving life. I just like the cheers and shit. I know you like this. But I don't care because y'all been supporting and I'm going to keep dropping. All in all, I really just wanted to come on here and just catch the vibe, man. I got some things going on this weekend. What I'm doing this weekend? It's a lot of stuff going on this weekend. I don't post my personal shit, but a nigga been getting dressed. I've been getting dressed. And the disclaimer is also, you know what nigga means. You know we ain't. We ain't on that type of time over here, y'all. Person, place, or thing, or it's just a term of endearment, dog. You know, it ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Don't dig too deep. You know, you don't hear no malice in my voice when I say it, man. This is how I talk. I ain't switching up for nobody. This how I talk. This how I go. This how I flow. So my niggas, I got a lot of me getting dressed. And I'm feeling good, just looking as good as I feel. I definitely need to slim down, I ain't gonna lie. Slim it down. Got that little chin up off me, you know. Neck feeling good, shoulders feeling, you know. My knees is juiced up. You know, feeling I've been throwing something on. I ain't even trying to catch nothing either. I'm just into myself. I'm in my butterfly stage. Y'all remember, you know, a few episodes ago, well, quite a few, probably like last year's episodes and last season, I talked about my caterpillar stage when I was in Ohio. And now I'm really out here on some butterfly shit. And just the other day, no lie, for real. I was at the light and a blue butterfly. Like a royal bluish black butterfly. Came in my window right where you opened the car door at. I was at the light. I had my phone in my hand already. So I'm trying, it's a habit. I was driving, but I had my phone in my hand already. And after I like gazed, because when I saw the butterfly, I knew what that meant. When I go to go take a picture, that joint flew away. I'm in my butterfly stage. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great. I'm in a great space. My mom is doing well. Her skin is popping. Hair is popping. I'm going to post a picture of her on my page so you can get a little bit more of me. I think I talk a lot about me personally on here, so I think I should share some of my real life on Dope Made With Love, and I think you would like that. I think that'll be good. So, hey, you know, I appreciate you for listening. Feeling good? Tell me what you think. Go on here. Call me. You can leave a voice message on here. Ask some questions. You know, and just a disclaimer, you know, I had to get some things out about my friends. Not my friends, but just friends overall, relationships overall. But I love my people, you know what I'm saying? But you got to create boundaries for yourself and stand on them boundaries once they are created. That's the whole thing. You feel me? You know I got to do this before I go. The Demons are having a gangster party and they're giving out free tickets. They're dressed to impress, disguised in success. Please, please, please don't get caught slipping. And when I say the Demons, dog, that same demon that you think I'm talking about might be the one in the mirror. You know? Don't ever feel yourself too much to think that you ain't got a little demon in you. Because ain't nobody perfect. You know what I'm saying? Nobody told you today. You know I love your whole life. I'm about to drop this shit right now. I am another bad creation. I don't know why I said that. I don't know. Another that used to be my song. Y'all don't know nothing about that. But I'm out this bitch. This is another episode of Dope Made With Love. I am the Neighborhood Love Dilla.
It's the Neighborhood Love Dilla.
Get your boundaries. Get that shit out. And don't be afraid to self-correct. You are not too good to be corrected. Merch is on the way. Let me tell you, the dude, there's always some shit in the game when it comes to these shirts. I don't know what it is. I be trying. My money is on the table. My money is in hand. My money is in his hand. I got receipts, though. It's not like the last time, though. I done learned them lessons, but I'm just waiting, you know. There's a lot going on in the world. You got to give everybody grace, man. Like I said, this ain't all about money. When they come, I might just get them motherfuckers away. You know me. I'm so blessed. I don't know if my theme music playing in the background, but if it is, jam to it. Let me know how you think. And this is another episode of Dope Made With Love. And I'm out this bitch. Let's get it.